Nicholsville set up camp at two locations in Seattle's Central District. The third location is south of the city in Skyway near Renton. It sits under the shadow of a mountain of rubble from a nearby concrete recycling center. In almost every way, the Skyway homeless camp seems to have it the worst.
There's no running water here. There's no electricity all day. And the really only heat we got is the fire.
That's Mark. He asked that his last name not be used. Sitting around the fire with other campers sharing cigarettes, he says he came to Seattle from North Carolina. The camp has porta-potties, but they have to get their drinking water from a hose at a local business. And there are no dumpsters. They rely on volunteers to haul garbage away before raccoons get to it. Still, Lacey Atmore says even when spots opened up in a camp with water and electricity, everyone decided to stay in Skyway.
We all seem to keep each other happy in the worst situation you could be in, so we all look out for each other. And
the youngest resident at the Skyway camp is 19-year-old Felicia Leithley. She isn't far from home, having gone to the elementary school up the street. Estranged from her family and pregnant, Leithley says she's found something at Nicholsville.
Security, safety, comfort. They're my family. They're my brothers, my sisters. They're my uncles, my aunts, my dad, my mom, the ones I never had.
Leithley says this Nicholsville group leans on each other. They've even offered to take her to a doctor for prenatal care. They take turns guarding at night, and although there are complaints that not everyone pitches in to help, minimal creature comforts like the makeshift kitchen and the ability to relax by the fire makes life feel more stable. The stability may only be fleeting, though. The Skyway camp needs to find a new location before December 1st.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, but I mean, it's my family. I'll stick with them until the end. I'll pack my stuff up, put it where it needs to go.
When they do go, it's likely to be costly, both emotionally and financially. The Nicholsville camps, which run off of donations, still owe more than $9,000 in utilities and moving costs from the old location. Monica Spain, KPLU News.